It's the Hidden Node for June 21st, 2016. Hey everybody, it's Justin. So it's been a pretty productive week. The show is going to start off, as always, with talking about what I'm writing, because somewhere in all this, the writing is supposed to be the primary focus, although it's taking a little bit of a backseat. What I'm trying to do is, and I think I talked about this a little last week, I'm going to go ahead and start working on a project that's in preparation for a podcast series that happens in August. The Dog Days of Podcasting is a series of podcasts that we record and put an episode out every day for the entire month of August. It usually ends the first Friday of DragonCon. Since DragonCon only has one Friday a year, well, it'll be the only Friday of DragonCon. Yeah, that sounded a little screwy. We'll leave that in. So it usually goes for about 31, 32, 30, however many days August is, plus however many days it takes to reach that Friday. Sometimes it actually is within the month of August that it ends. It really depends on Labor Day is, because Labor Day is the deciding factor when DragonCon happens. This year it's a little bit long. We got Labor Day a little bit later in September than usual. So we will end up with a little bit longer Dog Days of Podcasting. That's normal. It's been the trend the last few years. I think this is the fourth or the fifth year we're doing this. I forget which, but I've always tried to do something. I've lost a few years, but this year I'm kind of taking the time to do the prep work now, as opposed to in late July or during August itself. So how does this relate to writing? Well, the current project I have in mind is 30 Days of Lore. I've got the setting in my head of the novel and everything, and I used that originally back in March or so to kind of kickstart me back into writing the novel. So I assume and hope that exploring that lore now will help kick me back into the concept of writing the novel full-time. We'll see what happens. The Hidden Grid stuff has been kind of taking over a lot, mostly because it is the one that has the biggest built-in audience. The book and the fiction don't quite have that yet. This show doesn't quite have that yet. I know you have people out there listening, and you guys are awesome. But the audience over at Hidden Grid's a little bit bigger, mostly because it's, I don't know, a subject matter people know more about. And that's cool. So we end up focusing on that a lot more when it comes to our projects, because, well, we gotta go where the money is, for now. Speaking of the Hidden Grid and the Patreon, we have a lot of new things coming to the Patreon this week. Earlier today, I finished the editing on the first episode of Shadow Hats, the Patreon-exclusive podcast that, you know, basically is us kind of chatting. It feels a lot like classic Hidden Grid. We talk mostly about the campaign, but I imagine we're going to talk a little bit about kind of generic topics here and there. It's a lot of us just having fun. So, we'll see. That will be private to patron exclusives. Shadow Hats will probably stay that way, even if we do get the classic style episodes back up and running if we hit that milestone goal. I think Shadow Hats will always be something just for the patrons. We do have another special thing happening on Patreon this week. The guys who went to Origins recorded a fun little Father's Day special. And we're going to put that out on the Patreon feed. However, it'll be free. It'll be public. It's kind of a, hey, this is the kind of stuff you get for being a patron. Hopefully it'll work. Hopefully it'll draw attention. And finally, this Friday will be the first of the character record sheets. I'm probably going to put Lindsay up first because I want to get everybody's characters kind of a little bit of backstory in there and all their numbers right. So it is kind of interesting. Having spent the time last week getting the PDF ready, and you know, getting a chance this week to go, okay, let's make it happen. Let's do it. I've got a lot of need to learn about Adobe InDesign still, but I'm getting more comfortable with it. I kind of like it. So that's kind of what's going on with the Hidden Grid. We're officially done with our first session. That's the first three episodes are out. Tomorrow I will be editing the second session. And I'm going to try to not do what I did this time, Where this time I basically got the sections edited, clipped apart, but then I didn't finish them, I didn't master them yet, except for the one that would come out next. And the last 2 weeks have been that style, and you know, unfortunately that means I've been putting out the episodes of The Hidden Grid on Mondays, and they're supposed to be coming out on Sundays. So it is up to me to, tomorrow, get the episode ready, have that one ready to go, have one of that ready to go, have one of that ready to go. And if I need to add something in post to it, I will. You know, if something comes up where I need to make an announcement, then that's fine. That's perfectly reasonable. But sitting in there hoping I get things done and then putting it off throughout the entire weekend, that's not good project planning. It's shitty. So we're going to try to keep that from happening. So that is where we are in terms of projects. I do want to say that I'm probably going to leave the Quest Maker system behind. It was a neat thing. It kind of motivated me in May, but I find I spend way too much time working on it versus actually fulfilling the quest in it. It was a good spark, but it didn't get me where I need. It's not something I need to continue doing it. It's kind of like back in February and March doing all the Flash fiction, and how that helped prompt me to get back into work with the novel. So, similarly, the quest system helped get me back on track in terms of doing my work. So I think it's going to go by the wayside. It sucks, but it's how it's going to go. Okay, well, the announcement's out of the way. Let's get into the fluff and the main topic. This past weekend, we actually went to see a movie. I know. Crazy. We were social. We dealt with other people. Weird. The movie in question was Warcraft. And I went into it with one hope. Be better than the D&D movie. And it succeeded. It was better than the D&D movie. But that doesn't mean it was great. It was kind of bleh. There was parts of the CGI that were fantastic. The animals were good. The orcs looked great. You know, there was a lot of coolness to it. But I think it was a mistake having CGI orcs and real humans. I really think they should have gone with a pure CGI movie. I think it would have been a better experience. I think it would have been a better through line. Additionally, the movie really needed like but 20 or 30 more minutes of giving us a reason to care. There was a lot of stakes in the movie, but they never gave us a reason why we cared about these people. They never gave us a reason to tell us why we should care about human society. They gave us a glimpse of what it means to be a good orc, a good chief, the tenderness with the Durotan character and his wife were fantastic. We never really got more of that. We never really saw any other orc being, you know, caring like that. Except Durotan's, you know, second in command. But he didn't really care as much as he's like, I follow my guy. It just, I don't know. It just felt meh. A little too meh. So, I don't know. It was a lot of pretty CGI, but I didn't really feel like there was much meat on the bone. It didn't deliver what I wanted in terms of a strong narrative. I think inherently the mistake was setting up the film based around the first game. I think had they set up the film around the second game or the third game, I think it would have been a stronger movie. There's not enough intrigue, there's not enough betrayal or other things like that in the first game to really kind of sink your teeth into it. Plus, they're doing a lot of injecting the lore that they developed later in the series and pulling it into the beginning of the series. And that's kind of... It's one of those things, I'd like to see them try again with another movie. At first, it was Blizzard themselves was making the Warcraft movie. But I guess we got what we got. Okay, so this next section is our main topic, and I'm going to push a few buttons here. So I'm warning you ahead of time that we have discussion triggers coming up. These triggers include Feminist Frequency and Anita Sarkeesian? Sarkeesian. Sorry, I'm awful with names. This is not a slight against her. I'm terrible with names. The shooting this past... not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before. Politicians and policies. And all that wrapped around irrational hatred. I meant to talk about this last week, but the thrill of EA and the events in Orlando kind of overshadowed a lot of it. I wanted to take some time to really think about it before I put this out there. This is not meant to be a slight against anybody in particular, but it's meant to be kind of a critique on this attitude that I'm seeing, not just with strangers on the internet, but within my own friends group. So, if you think this applies to you, I don't know. Take it as you will. I'm not gonna try to slam anybody. But here we go. So about 2 weeks ago, Anita Sarkeesian released a new Feminist Frequency video, and I have mixed opinions of her videos. I actually helped support the original season of the show, and I'm happy to have done it. Even though some of the videos that came out contained opinions that were contrary to mine, that I think weren't delivered well, and could really stand a secondary review. That said, I still respect what she does. I think a lot of what she talks about are fair criticisms, because they're focused on a specific thing. And the video in question that came out was a discussion about lingerie as armor, which is something I've complained about in video games for a long time. The notion that, you know, a chainmail bikini is solid protection for a woman. That, you know, you need to show as much skin as possible if you're a female character in one of these games, or movies, or TV shows. It's one of those things where it's extremely obvious that characters are being sexualized. Go watch the video. I think she did a pretty good job discussing it, and I don't really need to rehash it here. But what came from talking about that with friends and with people discussing the video was to actually hear people saying that they hate her. That they legit hate her for her video. For her opinions, for the way she does things. They hate her. What? How is that rational? Well, I can understand disagreeing with her. There's plenty to disagree with her about if you don't like her opinion. There's plenty of things to disagree with her about if you find, you know, the concepts of how she handles her feminism or how she handles her documentaries or whatnot. You can disagree with her, you can not like her, and that's okay. But to hear the words, "I hate her," is shocking. And it's not like I've only heard this from one person. I've heard this from more than a dozen people. You know, people who aren't even associated with the same group, other than me knowing them from different gaming groups from my past. You know, these are people I've known for between, you know, a decade or two. And I've heard them all use the word, they hate her. And, you know, maybe they're just exaggerating, but it just, I don't know, I find that language disturbing. Again, it's okay to disagree. It's okay not to like her. But hate? Dude, seriously? What the fuck? Part of my French. And that ties into the shooting and the hatred that people of the LGBTQ community have had to deal with. That people can hate them for having a different lifestyle. Can hate them because a book told them they had to. Because a society told them they had to. And that boggles my mind. Especially given that particular thing, the whole you're supposed to hate the thing, not the person. But there are people who hate. Who use their vows or their cause as justification for their hatred, and that blows my goddamn mind. And it extends over here, again, trigger words, politics. And hearing people say that they hate Hillary, they hate Bernie, they hate Trump, they hate these people. You don't even know these people. You know what persona they show. You actually hate them? I don't know. I'm not trying to police people's language. You know, and I guess part of me worries that I am. Part of me worries that that might be how I'm trying to come across. And that's not intentional. If that's how it feels, trust me when I say that that is not intentional. I just have a legitimate concern regarding someone saying they hate someone. And to hear them say it passionately. To see them type a rather verbose essay about their hatred and why it's okay. I don't understand how you can hate someone you don't know. Who hasn't done you express physical, emotional, or mental trauma. Someone being a critic of video games doesn't hurt video games. If anything, it makes it stronger. Because since feminist frequency videos have come out, have the number of games with boob physics, scantily clad women, and who are supposed to be upfront fighters, gone down? You know, has hatred of people of different gender identities and sexual orientations reduce the number of these people? None. Has hatred of politicians done something to help make better politicians? Probably not. So, why do you hate? And these are rational people for the most part. Why does hate enter your vocabulary? As an okay thing to do. As an okay thing to say and feel. I don't get it. It's okay to dislike things. It's okay to find opinions. It's okay to be angry about opinions. It's okay to get angry about people's opinions. You know, if you have a passionate response, that's fine. Don't let hate be the response. Be angry. Be angry and write something back. But don't write back hate. Give it criticism. Give it an opinion. Share it. Talk about it. But don't hate it. Alright. That's probably the heaviest topic we've talked about on the show so far, I think. I don't really have much episodes, so maybe maybe I've covered something heavier or not, I don't know. I honestly would like to know your guys' thoughts on this, so, you know, if you want to do the Facebook thing, you know, facebook.com/nulloperations, Twitter thing, that's fine too, @nulloperations. Comment on the site, whichever. I would love to start a dialogue about this and get your guys' feedback. But for now, this is the Hidden Node. I'm Justin. I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.